bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist with host and motivational expert William Mitchell. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of the host, guest, and callers. In the next hour, William and his guests offer a practical and fascinating approach to issues such as health, success, and weight control. So pull up your chair and get ready to stretch your mind. Here's your host, William Mitchell.
Hello, welcome to Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist. I'm William Mitchell. My educational and professional background is listed on my website, www.mitchellprogram.com. As many of you know, hypnosis is a very effective technique for working many difficult personal issues. In my practice, I specialize on weight loss, smoking cessation, and stress-related issues. Today, my guest, though, has developed a couple of new and rapidly growing systems of hypnosis. He was a previous guest on my show where he talked about his trademarked five-path hypnosis program. And this is Calvin Banion. And Calvin Banion has also developed a program called the seven-path self-hypnosis program. And Calvin is an unusually well-qualified professional. He earned his master's degree in psychology at the University of North Dakota. He also did all of his work except his dissertation for his PhD at University of North Dakota. He's currently the CEO of the Hypnosis Center with offices in Minneapolis, Singapore, and soon to have a new office in California. And he's also the founder and director of the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training, which is a Minnesota state-licensed school of hypnosis. And Calvin has received numerous awards, which include Instructor of the Year and Educator of the Year by the National Guild of Hypnotists. And Calvin, I'm very pleased that you're, again, a guest on my show. Thank you.
Good morning, William. It's so nice to be here on this, what do we have here, a rainy Minneapolis day. Hey, we're happy because it's not, there's no blizzard today, so it's wonderful.
You're happy because you're moving to California.
Oh, yeah, the secret's out. I'm originally from Los Angeles and lived in Orange County before we came to Minnesota, and it's time for me to go home after 24 years in North Dakota and Minnesota. So I'm excited to be going back to the Sunshine State.
Well, that'll be a great place for you. And Calvin, I know that I hear so much in hypnosis circles, especially in the National Guild of Hypnotists, about five-path and seven-path. And could you give me possibly one of the success stories of seven-path, and then maybe afterwards we can have you explain how that all works?
You know, I don't even know where to start. Let me start with this program, the main title here is about stretching our mind and shrinking our waist. I was just talking to one of what we call practitioner, seven-path practitioner, Chantel, who's just become a certified hypnotherapist for our training, and she wanted to be on today. She was going to call in. Something came up. She wanted to talk about how she lost 80 pounds with self-hypnosis.
Wow.
That's right. And what happened, you see, with seven-path? Seven-path is like an antivirus software for the human mind. As we go through life, we pick up these programs, and then they just kind of work subconsciously. And through willpower alone, we can't get rid of them. And one of the things that empowers those programs is emotion. And what happened with her and many of our clients is that she's got some emotional residue from the past, pain and of different kinds like anger, sadness, guilt, frustration, and depression. And seventh path goes in through a number of suggestions that you give yourself, finds those programs, and neutralizes them. And then as she started neutralizing those old emotions from the past, what happened is she got control over what she was doing. And in the past, she said, diets don't work. Then she found out that once she got rid of the old programs, once she got rid of old emotions that weren't serving her anymore, then everything worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a listener call-in line, and people can call in and ask Calvin Banion questions about this program he has called 7-Path. That number for the toll-free call-in is 866-472-5788. It's 866-472-5788, and listeners are welcome to call in, and we'll be glad to take your questions. Calvin, What kind of steps are involved in the seventh path? What happens? And I know you usually have a very organized way of moving through these things.
Yeah, you know me. I'm very systematic in everything that I do. because when we have a system, then we can have reliability, you see. And 7-path, which really came from my study of psychology and hypnotherapy, what I did is I developed a system that was able to recreate what we do with 5-path, but the person does it themselves. And what they do is first, they're taught how to use the technique, which is they say the recognition to themselves, and then they wait for an echo, which means any thought, feeling, sensation, memory, or picture that comes to mind. And then they just stay in that loop, and what that does is it causes the mind and body and spirit to what we call resonate to the specific vibration, starting to sound all California metaphysical here, of the emotions that are inside. But really, I learned this from doing what we call affect bridge age regression, where we bring up the emotion associated with the problem and that the client comes in for. So then what I did is I distilled these different insights into what we call recognitions, which are the suggestions that they give themselves. So after we've taught them how to use a technique in the normal waking state, then the instructor could be me or one of we probably have 500 instructors around the world in all kinds of different countries. What they do is they guide the individual or class into hypnosis and then give them the first recognition, which they will practice. And they just stay in the hypnosis and say the recognition, wait for the echo, and it starts to bring up the emotions and thoughts and beliefs associated with that particular recognition. And then if it's positive, what's inside, it reinforces it. If it's the opposite of what's inside, and the recognitions are all positive, so any negative stuff that's similar inside will then be neutralized. And then if they just have normal everyday thoughts, that's okay too, because what happens is just through repetition, these positive suggestions become associated with the normal everyday thoughts that we have, and those normal everyday thoughts act as a carrier signal into our normal everyday life, bringing those what we call recognitions into everyday life so that they work automatically.
Last night on the public broadcast system, the show The New Medicine was on, and one of the main points early in the show was that medicine has been reluctant to recognize the connection of emotions to the health of the body, and that this has become one of the things that's being heavily studied, and the correlations are extremely strong, and they're beginning to realize that these emotional feelings that people have a huge impact on their physical as well as, of course, their mental health, and that's what you're tapping into is the emotional side as well, right?
Exactly. I happen to be very fortunate to be in close association with a physician in California who wrote the book Your Hands Can Heal You, which is a book on pranic energy. And we spend a lot, we talk and discuss about the emotional factors to illnesses. And when I was in graduate school, I learned this concept called the diathesis stress hypothesis. And that really means that there's at least two factors to every illness, and that is one, some biological function, and then some emotional or stress function. And if we can remove the stress or emotional part of the problem, then the body is able to much better heal. I believe there's only two sources of healing, and that is God and your body. And with that being the way it is, if we can remove the things like emotions and stress from inside of our body, that enables our bodies heal in an optimum way.
On the show last night, they had a couple of husband and wife researcher from Ohio State, I believe it's Dr. Glasner's, and they had created a situation where they took basically healthy people and they made very small little incisions, and then one group was a highly stressed group and one group was relatively unstressed, and the way they determined that stress was the people who were stressed were taking care of family members who were afflicted with Alzheimer's, and they found that the healing rate of the unstressed person in the same exact kind of injury was a much, much more rapid, actually in this case being 9 days faster. The healing process was 9 days faster because of lower stress.
That is such a good piece of evidence there. Yeah, we've found by just simply teaching people how to do 7-PATH, they've recovered from things like fibromyalgia, rosacea, pancreatitis, migraines, and a healing of old habits that exacerbate different kinds of problems, like drinking too much, smoking too much, and things like that.
Oh, absolutely, and those things are such a big effect. But in just a little while, yeah, we still have a couple more minutes before the break, but I don't want to ask a big question for him. But, Calvin, could you we're going to come back and talk about the self-hypnosis aspect of this, but could you share another good success story of people using a 7-PATH with you?
I had this client once years ago, back when I was just doing direct suggestion hypnosis, and she came in for migraines. And with direct suggestion hypnosis only, we were able to put an end to her migraines, which she'd suffered to for years. And then some years later, they came back. And she was going through my NGH certification course, plus 5-PATH and 7-PATH, and she started doing 7-PATH. And what happened was, as she started learning 7-PATH, she suddenly, right in the middle of the hypnosis, she got a migraine. And I said, use that migraine as a sending point, which means we say the hypnotic recognitions or suggestions right to it, and all they are is positive statements, mind, body, spirit, positive statements. Her migraine got worse, and then it was over with. And a really good friend of mine, Marilyn Gordon, had a book called Healing is Remembering Who You Are, and in there she had the statement, the way out is through. And that's what happens, is you're enabled to release the cause of the feeling, and sometimes you have to experience the symptoms of the problem one last time. But we've followed up now with her for years and years, and she is still remains migraine-free when really only hypnosis and no drug ever did work.
That's fantastic. Well, this is William Mitchell, and this is Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waste. My guest today is Calvin Banion. We do have a call-in number. It's 866-472-5788. And after the break, I'm going to ask Calvin to talk about how this self-hypnosis works in this process, because many people think you just have to constantly go in and see the therapist, but the fact is there are ways to do self-programming. And that show last night on PBS, I keep referring to it because it was just last night, but they did an excellent job of demonstrating the self-hypnosis to do pain management, and if you saw that and don't think hypnosis will help people, you just weren't watching.
Beautiful.
It really was great. But we'll be right back after the break.
Bringing you around the world right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Success starts with your emotions and thoughts. Hypnosis is the way to change your emotions, your thoughts, your habits, and your results. MitchellProgram.com has produced a number of self-help hypnosis CD programs that have been proven with thousands of successful clients. From weight loss, smoking cessation, motivation, self-esteem, to overcoming self-sabotage, stress eating, emotional eating, and spiritual motivation, MitchellProgram.com has the solutions for you. Many times we know what to do, but our thoughts, beliefs, and feelings at the deep subconscious level hold us back from reaching our goals. Visit MitchellProgram.com or call toll-free 800-662-3044. Outside the U.S., call 217-698-9998. MitchellProgram.com, where real people get real results using hypnosis.
This week on Slice of Sci-Fi with Michael and Evo, Lake Bell from Surface joins us to tell us about the show, and TD0013, our resident stormtrooper, joins us in studio to help us talk about the sci-fi that's happened this week. That's this week on Slice of Sci-Fi with Michael and Evo.
Did you know the young adult generation, otherwise known as the Echo Boomers, born between the late 1970s and 1995, number 78 million in our population? They are responsible and drink less, smoke less, do fewer drugs, and commit less crime than previous generations. Advocating America's Young Adult with hosts Chloe White and Charlie Fairchild aggressively addresses the current and cutting-edge issues affecting the young adult. It is a world of inherent unfairness for this age group, and the situation continues to deteriorate. The time for meaningful change has arrived, and our Advocating America's Young Adult is here to make an impact. Tune into Advocating America's Young Adult with hosts Chloe White and Charlie Fairchild.
Hello, this is Rory Garay, President of Greyhound Pets of America and host of Greyhounds Make Great Pets on Voice America. Join me every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific and 2 p.m. Eastern for an insightful and enjoyable talk about one of man's best friends, the Greyhound. Learn about the history of the Greyhound, discuss proper obedience and training techniques, and find out more about the Greyhound racing industry and what they are doing to help the adoption effort of the former race dog. If you own a Greyhound or just love dogs like I do, join me for Greyhounds Make Great Pets every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
The powerhouse of Internet talk radio, voiceamerica.com.
Welcome back to Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist with William Mitchell. If you have a question or comment, dial us toll free at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's William Mitchell.
Welcome back. This is William Mitchell with Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist. I encourage you to check out my website, www.mitchellprogram.com. There are a number of testimonies, both written and video, of people who've used hypnosis to lose large amounts of weight, stop smoking, and improve their lives. And that's what our topic is about today, is how to use hypnosis to improve people's lives. My guest is Calvin Banyan. And Calvin is an instructor for the National Guild of Hypnotists, but the National Guild has also recognized that Calvin and his team have made an unusual contribution by developing two systems, 5-Path and 7-Path. And our topic today is we're talking about this system, 7-Path. And Calvin, you've been teaching this not just in the United States, isn't that right?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate in that we teach our courses as far away as Singapore, and Singapore is just an amazing place in and of itself. But when it comes to teaching hypnosis, it's wonderful because we'll have such a wide variety of backgrounds. And on the topic of 7-Path, 7-Path is one of the very first, I know of no other, mind, body, and spirit approach to working with self-hypnosis. And it's one of the things that really makes 7-Path so powerful. If an individual has a concept of a higher power or spirit in their life, when we introduce that kind of concept or that power into the 7-Path process, that's a big part of why the healing happens so fast. See, I want you to imagine a room filled with students. Some of them are Christian, some of them are Jewish, some of them are Muslim, Buddhist, Sikh, and so on, Hindu, all sitting down in perfect harmony and practicing a spiritual practice together. I really think that that's something that the world is going to call out for and really want to have in the days ahead.
Oh, absolutely. If we could achieve that kind of coordinated effort among the different groups, so the world would be so much better place. It's really so unfortunate the one thing that's supposed to make us better, religion, has become such a divisive force. It's really horrible.
Right, and it's one of our greatest sources for personal healing and growth.
How does 7-Path tie into the spiritual aspect of life?
Well, you know, as people practice 7-Path, what they do is they use their own personal highest belief. People can do it who are atheist and agnostic, too. It just takes a little bit more creativity. Rather than focusing on some divine concept, they will focus on something that is more philosophical, like love and things like that. But as they introduce and mix these concepts in, like God or Jesus or the Quran or Allah or God or Yahweh, into the suggestions they give themselves, you know, asking for that power to be a part of their healing process, then, you know, they're really firing with all three barrels, you know, mind, body, and spirit, and it supercharges the process like classical or conventional self-hypnosis is unable to do.
So let's say you're doing a self-hypnosis training with someone to teach them Seven Path, and they were an American, and they came from kind of a conservative, maybe even fundamentalist Christian background. How would you talk to them about getting into this aspect of their life?
Well, that's a good question. What we do at our center is probably about 70 to 80% of our clients who come to us for normal everyday problems that a hypnotist would work with. In our intake paperwork, we say, do you consider yourself to be a spiritual person? Yes, no, or maybe. And I just read a survey that about 80% of Americans report that they pray. So that means that they have some spiritual kind of component.
Mm-hmm.
So the vast majority of the people check, yes, I'm spiritual, or maybe. And what's funny, when they say maybe, usually what that means is they don't know what I mean by spiritual, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So I give them the spiritual person's test. The spiritual person's test is I just ask them, okay, what do you think happens when you die? And I said, do you think that's it? Good night, you rot in the ground, the worms eat you, that's all there is. Or do you believe something lives on? And the vast majority of Americans would say, oh, I believe something lives on. And I say, well, what's that? And they will say, they'll either say spirit or they'll say soul. And if they say soul, I say, and that's also called a, and they'll say spirit. They go, aha, then you are a spiritual person, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And we will begin to introduce to them that what we're going to be doing with them, the hypnotherapy process, is kind of like giving a man a fish. We're going to take care of the problem today. But if they're interested in learning self-hypnosis, we'll also teach them how to fish. And that is, as they go through the hypnotherapy process, we're also going to spend a little bit of time each session teaching them how to do seven-path self-hypnosis. And then when they get done, they'll have a system of self-improvement that they can use for anything they want. It could be something like golfing better or losing weight or whatever they want in the years and the rest of their life.
So, well, and when you bring that up, the like a conservative fundamentalist Christian, they wouldn't, you know, they would say, well, you know, I know that there are a lot of spiritual people out there, but is this gonna contradict my basic beliefs in any way?
No, in fact, what we do is we just take positive suggestions that are standardized and add their beliefs to it. For example, let's say that a suggestion might be improves my life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they would put, if it's a conservative Christian, they'd say Jesus improves my life. If they are Muslims, then they'd say, you know, the holy teachings of the Quran improves
mm-hmm.
my life. If they're Buddhist, then they would say, the Buddha improves my life, you see, this kind of thing. So it is a way to add their specific and possibly changing beliefs in a customized way to the hypnosis process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It could be there. We kind of talk about how after the end of the class, they have to go back to, you know, the real world, and someone in their church might say, well, gosh, we're kind of concerned that you are getting into this new agey kind of thing, hypnosis. And the minister might say, what are you doing? And they say, well, I close my eyes, I relax, and I repeat to myself statements like, you know, Jesus and the church improve my life. And
mm-hmm.
they say, oh, well, gosh, that's very nice. Go ahead. And then the Muslim goes back to his community. The imam or the teacher says, we're concerned. We hear you've been connected with this new agey kind of thing. What are you doing? And he says, well, I close my eyes and I relax and I focus on the Holy Quran improves my life. You see, and they go, well, beautiful, that's wonderful, go ahead. And so on and so forth. The Catholic might say the Holy Church of Rome
mm-hmm.
renews my life. And
mm-hmm.
the bishop says, that's beautiful, my son, continue.
Yes, absolutely. Now, when you're doing the affect bridge age regression, sometimes probably some spiritual things come up in that context, right?
Oh, surely. And it depends. It varies quite a bit depending on the belief system of the client. And a well-trained, I believe, ethical hypnotherapist is trained to work within the belief systems of the client. Mm-hmm. And what we've learned, and I explain it in my book, The Secret Language of Feelings,
mm-hmm.
What I learned from doing age regression hypnosis is that what we do is we'll get them in hypnosis and we'll have them bring up the feelings or thoughts associated with the problem, and then we just simply give them the suggestion to follow that back. And then we find out what emotions are involved in perpetuating the problem or what thoughts. And so that's what taught me, really, that there is a secret language of feelings inside of us. So working with 5-PATH, working with my understanding of the secret language of feelings, and then my own study of meditation and hypnosis over the years all culminated together into the 7-PATH and the 9 recognitions that belong to that system.
Now, Kevin, a lot of people probably would be interested in your book and the other kind of materials that you have available, plus they might want to contact you. Could you share your web information, how people can contact you?
Sure. They can get right to all the information about our courses and books and things like that at hypnosiscenter.com, www.hypnosiscenter.com. Also, I have a blog where I keep my all the news and opinions for everybody on almost a daily basis at calbanyan.com, and that's calbanyan.com. And, of course, you can always call our office using our toll-free number, which is 800-965-3390. And remember that we're on Central Time for now, but in about 2 months we're going to be on Pacific Time. But that 800 number will work no matter where you are in the world. Again, that's 965-3390.
As long as people are listening in, I might mention Calvin Banyan has trained hundreds of people in the art of hypnosis, and following in his example, we've started a state-approved licensed school in Illinois, Mitchell Institute of Professional Hypnosis, and we've just held our first certification class, and very excited about that. And so if you'd like to find out about that information, my website on that is www.mitchellinstitute.com, mitchellinstitute.com, and we're going to be teaching courses, and I know that Calvin's going to be teaching more courses because of your upcoming move to California, right?
That's right, and we're going to our next big course in California will be on in June of this year. Just go to our website, and the exact dates right now this is the deal. We're working with the state. When you get a new school in a state, there's a legal process. We're in the middle of the legal process to get it registered. We're licensed in Minnesota, so it's going to be pretty easy to get registered in California, and we can't list exact dates and promote it until that registration process is complete.
I understand perfectly, Calvin. I just came through that process, as you know, and I was dying to get the word out, but couldn't say anything until the final word came from the state.
Right. And, you know, it was a real pleasure to host you when you came to our center, you know, and to see our center in Minnesota. It's really a model center.
Oh, yeah, you have a beautiful office, and, you know, that's the only thing I hate about your move. I'm sure California would be great, but we hate to lose you to the Midwest here. So.
Well, it's going to be bigger and better in California. We're so excited to be going there, and we'll be at least as big. We're 4,000 square feet right now, and we'll be at least that big in California, too.
That's great. We're going to need to take a break, so come back after the break. This is William Mitchell. Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist with Calvin Banyan.
Unlimited talk at your fingertips. VoiceAmerica.com. Success starts with your emotions and thoughts. Hypnosis is the way to change your emotions, your thoughts, your habits, and your results. MitchellProgram.com has produced a number of self-help hypnosis CD programs that have been proven with thousands of successful clients. From weight loss, smoking cessation, motivation, self-esteem, to overcoming self-sabotage, stress eating, emotional eating, and spiritual motivation, MitchellProgram.com has the solutions for you. Many times we know what to do, but our thoughts, beliefs, and feelings at the deep subconscious level hold us back from reaching our goals. Visit MitchellProgram.com or call toll-free 800-662-3044. Outside the U.S., call 217-698-9998. MitchellProgram.com, where real people get real results using hypnosis.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific time here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
When tax time comes, are you the person that goes to your accountant with a shoebox literally full of receipts? Stop wasting your accountant's time, as well as your own, by organizing your finances with the help of Joe Dunphy and Poor Richard's Shoebox. Heard live every Monday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Poor Richard's Shoebox will let you know what you can do to organize for tax time, as well as how to get the most out of your retirement. So get all of your receipts together and tune in to Poor Richard's Shoebox with Joe Dunphy every Monday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on the Voice America Radio Network.
Bringing you around the world, right from your desktop. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist with William Mitchell. If you have a question or comment, dial us toll free at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's William Mitchell.
Welcome back. This is William Mitchell, and my guest today is Calvin Banion, and Calvin's talking about his program called Seven Path Self-Hypnosis. And Calvin, I'd like to ask you, how would you compare Seven Path to other forms of self-hypnosis? Because some of the pieces that you're talking about, other hypnotists would say, oh, I do that too. What's the difference between what many people are doing with self-hypnosis and what Seven Path does?
I say there's two kinds of self-hypnosis. There's all the forms that came before Seven Path, and then there's Seven Path. Because 7-Path is the first antivirus software. What I mean by that is that it will go in, these recognitions or suggestions you give yourself, and go in and uncover programs inside of you that are causing difficulties. You see, with regular self-hypnosis, you just make up suggestions for yourself from the perspective of the conscious mind. You'll say, I want to do more of this, or I want to do less of this. And so you'll make up appropriate suggestions for that. And it really works at a behavioral level. Seventh Path goes in and neutralizes the emotions that drive the programs and removes the program. So it works at a causal level. Another thing that Seventh Path does, of course, like I said, it's made much stronger by the fact that we integrate the person's own highest spiritual or philosophical beliefs. It works on this process, the same process as age regression hypnosis, and this idea of resonance in that. Like, for example, if you've ever seen someone overreact to a situation, get too mad or too sad, what's going on is something in the present is making them feel emotionally in a way that they've felt in the past. And that issue in the past was never resolved or neutralized or satisfied. And so when maybe they get angry now, all that anger from the past comes up, and then they become too angry. They might be enraged rather than just angry. And regular self-hypnosis, what they do is they learn to give themselves suggestions like, I am calm, I am relaxed, I am calm, I am relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And in the recognitions or suggestions that you use with Seven Path will actually, through that principle of resonance, go back in the subconscious mind, discover what the cause of the problem is, and neutralize it. And that's one of the big differences. Once it's neutralized, you don't have to keep reinforcing the suggestions. It's also one of the first insight-based hypnotherapy programs, because insight, when we do insight, that means we get an aha, an epiphany. We know something that we didn't know before. And when we can provide clients with insight that's accepted at the subconscious level, the changes are permanent, along with any suggestions that are given that are consistent with that insight. And so it's just a quantum leap ahead of any pre-existing self-hypnosis program.
So the self-hypnosis suggestions the client is giving themselves, mm-hmm. is going to provide that kind of insight?
Yes. It does that because each one of the suggestions that the person learns to give themselves is tuned to resonate with these different emotions. For example, anger or sadness or guilt or fear. And what it'll do is it'll find any programs or beliefs or emotions, for example, like fear, inside of you. And a lot of people, they're drinking too much or they're smoking too much or they're eating too much as a way of handling anxiety. And anxiety is just the physical manifestation of the emotion fear. See?
So let's say when they come in, they may be aware they have fear. How do these self-hypnosis suggestions create this antivirus or these insights, and how in the world would that happen? I mean,
yeah, it's purely mechanistic. They don't have to believe in it. Through our research and observation of how emotions work and age regression and how people behave and overreact or underreact to things, what happens is these specific suggestions, which people are supposed to hear for the first time in hypnosis. That's why I'm kind of dancing around them, because they're just positive statements. But if you hear them in the normal waking state, they might sound too good to be true or too simple to be true, and they get rejected. So that's why I'm kind of holding them back and not saying them.
I see. So part of the component, though, is still that altered state and the receptivity of that altered state.
Exactly. So the client is guided into hypnosis, and then given this suggestion, they start repeating to themselves. And the suggestion will either is provocative, you see, and it will provoke the feelings associated with that statement. For example, if they have fear, it will provoke the fear. But it also, in addition to provoking the fear, it neutralizes the fear. It's kind of like, we'll say that these painful feelings eat at us, right? They say, oh, this thing is eating at me. Well, it's like a container full of acid, you see? And when you use the recognitions, it's like dropping little Rolaids into that vat of acid, you see? And that history that we have that filled us up with painful emotions, that's finite. There's a beginning and there's an end to it, and we can continually drop these positive suggestions in there until we've overcome the negative with the positive, and then they will get the change in behavior, and they'll get the physical healing even if that stress has been exacerbating or creating an illness.
So how much does a person need to work with the actual hypnotist before they can start doing the self-hypnosis?
Oh, that's a good question. You can do everything that we do with 7-PATH with the first suggestion. Every suggestion you get after that speeds up the process. So an individual in just one session with a properly trained hypnotherapist who's a 7-PATH teacher, so like in an hour, they can start using 7-PATH, even in less time than that. And then they can continue to learn more recognitions until they have all 9. And really the first 5 are the most important to bring about healing or behavioral change. So some people will go through a class, and on Saturday, usually the first Saturday every month, we do a 7-PATH class, and people will come in and they'll learn the first 5 recognitions, and then they can just go about and they know them forever, and they can go ahead and do this kind of fixing. Or they can meet once a week with a hypnotherapist and learn 1 recognition a week. That's kind of the deluxe treatment.
Then in the class, you're doing like a group hypnosis session?
We can do either a class, which is a group, or we do individual sessions. They can either come in and learn 7-PATH on an individual basis, just 7-PATH, or like I mentioned earlier, we can kind of tack it on to the 5-PATH hypnotherapy process that we do.
Just out of curiosity, Calvin, if you can do a group session like that, is it something you could do with a large group? Like, could you do 20, 50 people at a time?
You know, yes, and that's one of the real powerful things about 7-PATH is when I do regular hypnotherapy with someone, it's one-on-one. Very powerful, very effective, but not as efficient as teaching people to do it themselves, you see. Theoretically, I could do a baseball stadium at once if I had a microphone, you see.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I'm actually a product of the old seminars that would go to the various big hotels in town, and you'd have anywhere from 20 to 200 people in the room, and people used to be amazed that you could do weight loss or stop smoking with that many people, but the truth is there's a percentage of people, it's never going to be 100%, but there's a percentage of people who will really benefit, some amazingly well, but I wondered how that would work on such a highly emotional kind of experience, although weight and smoking are very emotional too in many ways.
Sure.
Very emotional.
Well, we do it all the time, and our graduates do it all the time. I just got an email from one of our graduates in Bangladesh who just did a big class.
Wow.
In Bangladesh of 7 Path. And you just get up there, you teach them the technique on the whiteboard, and then you guide them into hypnosis, and then you read a script that gives them the first recognition. And then you just let them do it for a while, we call it. You just cook on it for a while. You just say the recognition for yourself. And then after they emerge, depending on the size of the group, you could share what kind of experience that was there. But the most important thing is to make sure they're doing the technique properly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's made for seminars.
Well, actually, I could see that because in a seminar, you can definitely tell if someone is in the hypnotic trance or not, though, too, because if they're not, they're moving around. People are so still when they're in that state, and they just don't tend to move much, and you can just look out over the group, and if there's one person that's not, you can tell.
One of the interesting things in doing 7 Path with groups is that we'll often see interesting physical manifestations, like what they're doing is as they're doing 7 Path, it's working. The recognitions are going in, finding the stress and releasing it. And so they'll often, you know, when you're going to sleep at night, sometimes you'll do that. Your leg will kick. Or
sure, restless leg, yeah.
Yeah, they'll just suddenly kick. Well, that's a letting go of the stress of the day, you see. As they do 7 Path, some people will have those jerking motions. And other people, a body part will kind of vibrate or, you know, rock back and forth as the recognition is working on a specific issue.
And then you always have those rare people who will sort of act out what they're thinking about. And
oh, yeah. We'll see people just sometimes they may be crying. The tears might be coming down their face. It might be because they're releasing a sadness from the past. Or they might be experiencing a feeling of gratitude and joy. Because remember, they're doing this with their highest spiritual concepts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be a great skill to have, that ability to lead a group through something like that. But in a group setting, though, if there was any difficulty, the person would still be able to intervene, of course, the hypnotist would be.
Oh, yes. And a lot of times our classes are taught, some path classes, that you have a pair that teach. And one, for example, we like to do kind of the royal treatment, and we do some hypnosis demonstrations for the class, just to show them that it kind of adds a credential to what you're doing. If you can get up there, do an induction, do some eye lock tests, arm lock tests, instant induction, like with a post-hypnotic suggestion, or losing a number when they count their fingers and stuff like that. And when we do that in front of the class, it kind of says, oh, this guy really knows what he's talking about. And then they become more suggestible and better able to do the work.
Oh, yeah, when I used to do the weight loss stop swimming seminars, I always get 4 or 5 volunteers out of the crowd and like I say, establish the fact this is what it looks like and this person can actually hypnotize people. And from that on, it's a piece of cake. Well, we're gonna be coming back in just a few moments to talk again with Calvin Banion about the 7 Path, the mind-body-spirit approach to self-improvement. This is William Mitchell. We'll be right back after the break. Thank you.
Streaming the world over, VoiceAmerica.com. Success starts with your emotions and thoughts. Hypnosis is the way to change your emotions, your thoughts, your habits, and your results. MitchellProgram.com has produced a number of self-help hypnosis CD programs that have been proven with thousands of successful clients. From weight loss, smoking cessation, motivation, self-esteem, to overcoming self-sabotage, stress eating, emotional eating, and spiritual motivation, MitchellProgram.com has the solutions for you. Many times we know what to do, but our thoughts, beliefs, and feelings at the deep subconscious level hold us back from reaching our goals. Visit MitchellProgram.com or call toll-free 800-662-3044.
240. Outside the U.S., call 217-698-9998. MitchellProgram.com, where real people get real results using hypnosis.
Ever wonder what's in your future? Why you are the way you are? Or what your dreams really mean? Then tune in and call in to the Jackie Marie Show with professional psychic Jackie Marie. With over a reported 90% accuracy in her psychic predictions, Jackie Marie answers your questions on psychic phenomenon, dream interpretation, numerology, astrology, hypnosis, recognizing your own psychic gifts, and so much more. Along with her co-host, Alan Richard, Jackie also provides her psychic insight on celebrities, politicians, new items, and a mystery of the week. That's the Jackie Marie Show, broadcast every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, on VoiceAmerica.com.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rack and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on America's Voice, VoiceAmerica.com.
The powerhouse of Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist with William Mitchell. If you have a question or comment, dial us toll free at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's William Mitchell.
Welcome back. This is William Mitchell with Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist. My guest today is Calvin Banion. And Calvin and I were just talking during the break, and I want to ask you about this, Calvin, because it was so interesting to me. From a spiritual standpoint, this seven path is very, very interesting. And also what was interesting to me was the fact that you can not only do this one-on-one with people, but also you can do the seven path in group settings. And, of course, whenever you're talking about spiritual issues and you're having people think about their lives, it can become highly emotional. And when it gets highly emotional, what is your response to that?
Well, my response is that what we've learned is that we don't want to interfere with the expression of the emotion. If someone starts to cry or they start to feel angry, we tell them, let it out. This is the time, this is the place that emotion's been looking for. Because we've found that if you allow an emotion to be fully expressed, it just doesn't last very long. You get that catharsis, you let it out, and then it's just a big, ah. And that's really what we want to do, is to get that stress out of them.
Now, in a group setting like that, let's say you had 20 people in the same room and two or three of them were having really strong emotions, how does that affect the others in the room?
Well, the funny thing is, in our experience with Seven Paths, is that most people who are doing that and experience emotions, they do it while they're in hypnosis, experience in kind of a quiet, subdued way. Some, you know, a tear here and there, an occasional light sound of a cry. It's afterwards, when they start talking about the experience, that the emotions will come up stronger, and then we don't have to manage the emotion for fear of disturbing other people's hypnosis. And the other thing is, and this is a mind-body-spirit approach, and the vast majority of people that use Seven Paths are spiritual. And I honestly believe in the spiritual aspect of ourselves. And since we're using that kind of power, for example, I gave you the example of what a recognition would be like when I said, God improves my life. That's not the exact recognition, because we don't want to say the recognitions until they're in hypnosis, because we don't want them rejected by the conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're doing it that way, they're actually invoking and working with that higher power, and that higher power, their God or Christ or Holy Spirit or whatever, however they perceive that power to be, is working with them. And that power knows exactly what they need at any moment to most efficiently and most lovingly guide them through the process.
Well, Calvin, I know you're not a trained theologian, but you obviously have some very, very powerful ideas about these spiritual matters. What do you say to people who come to you and say, well, is it God or is it just hypnosis? What do you say to those people?
Well, what I say is hypnosis is a heightened state of suggestibility. it is a time for you to open your mind to positive suggestions. And what we do is we create positive suggestions and then mix the power of their own highest beliefs. So it's a perfect blend between the two. Seven Path allows you to open your mind to positive change and open the door to your own highest beliefs as a pathway, Seven Path, pathway to actualizing your calling in life, to do what you came into this life to do. And you can only do that if you get rid of these negative programs.
Well, and I go back to creation theology, the idea that if we're created this way and God's creation is good and hypnosis is a naturally occurring phenomenon, which I believe it is, then obviously God can use hypnosis for good to help people bring about, as in your work, the changes that they need to make so that they can have a richer, fuller life. Isn't that what you're doing?
Exactly. And I believe the richest life that you could live is the one that you were born to live. And now, I don't push these beliefs on anyone, but my own personal belief is that we come into this life to do some stuff. And maybe it's to teach, maybe it's to learn, whatever it is. And that's our calling. And if we get bogged down with negative programs that we pick up in our life, then it makes it much more difficult to do what we came into this life to do.
Now, when you were presenting this to the National Guild of Hypnotists, what kind of reaction was there initially? I mean, there are some elements of this that probably would make some people very excited, but maybe some people a little fearful. And what kind of reaction did you get? Because now it is approved by the National Guild.
Well, I suppose one of the things is I have a very good reputation with the National Guild. For example, I've just become a member of their advisory board, and I'm also on their ethics committee. And so with that kind of background and then the reputation, Five Path and Seven Path are really the fastest growing forms of hypnosis and hypnotherapy in the NGH, where we are our own special interest group, the only special interest group for a particular kind of hypnosis. And so with that kind of background, they had confidence that I would be able to present a spiritual kind of thing in a professional and respectful manner. And also, when I was having my program approved, I submitted my manuals to them, and they read through them, and so they know what kind of, that it is professional and it is respectful.
Mm-hmm. So really, very little opposition, then?
Zero, as far as I know.
Well, it may have been zero, may not have been. Who knows?
You know what? I get these things that I want to do, and then I'm like everybody else, you pursue it. And I'm not aware of any resistance at all. There might have been people that weren't happy about it, but they didn't make enough noise for me to be aware of it.
Well, and you know, I don't want you to feel like you have to toot your own horn. I would very quickly say that absolutely you're held in very high regard by all the leadership, the National Guild of Hypnotists, and the membership as well. And certainly. When something comes out of your clinic, everyone takes notice. You mentioned my visit to your clinic, and the number one reason I came to that training, which was really a training you weren't conducting, it was just being held at your clinic, was to see your place because of your reputation and the good work you've done. And so obviously I was just surprised no one raised any red flags.
Well, yes, we designed our center to be a model that other people could emulate. And so far, everyone, we've had officials from the NGH come to our center and say, Cal, this is the best we've ever seen. And so Seven Path and Five Path really spring from that kind of environment.
Yeah, and I know you're going to do good work out in California as well, and that'll be good for hypnotism in general and the kind of work we want to do with people. And Calvin, we got about 2 minutes till we're going to need to close. Could you give us one last thought or one last story before we have to come to our close?
I'll tell you, this one lady, Bonnie, and I have permission to use her name, she had been through years and years of all kinds of physical problems and had been diagnosed with a pancreatitis, and she was having to endure these surgeries over and over again for these organ problems. And she started doing Seven Path, and she's never had to have a surgery again. And it's just, and she lost a lot of weight too. And it's just working together with these suggestions and this kind of program, she freed herself, and she's one of our greatest advocates out there right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Well, it's been great to have you as my guest today, Calvin, and I just want to say thank you again. And if I may, I want to mention my guest next week is Dr. John Edgett, and he wrote the book Hypnotic Phenomenon in Psychotherapy. And I've got to tell you, it's one of the best books on hypnosis and how to use hypnotic phenomenon, such as what Calvin does with age regression, that I've ever read. Really fantastic. He's the director of the Milton Erickson Institute in Philadelphia, and he and his wife co-authored that book. They're both psychologists out there, and I'm really looking forward to them being my guests. But, Calvin, you've been a fantastic guest. I'm just so excited about the good things you're doing in hypnotism, but especially this is very exciting to learn about the seven path today, and I want to thank you again. Could you give the people on the air one last time the way to contact you?
Hey, it's been an honor, and I'm looking forward to doing great things with you, William.
Thank you.
You can go to hypnosiscenter.com, calbanion.com, and our phone number is 800-965-3390. And thanks a lot, William. It's been an honor. I look forward to doing it again with you sometime.
Calvin, thank you very much, and good luck in your move to California and your good teaching.
Great. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Thank you. Now, this is William Mitchell in Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist, and I want to encourage you one last time, look at the website, www.mitchellprogram.com, and talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist. To contact William, visit mitchellprogram.com. Tune in next Thursday for another hour of Stretch Your Mind, Shrink Your Waist with William Mitchell.